This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Hamas-run Gaza Strip's health ministry said Wednesday the death toll from the war with Israel now tops 21,000, with a spokesman reporting 195 deaths over 24 hours. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for bolstered war readiness to repel what he says are unprecedented U.S.-led confrontational moves in comments during a key political meeting tasked with setting state objectives for 2024. Kim's comments, reported by state media, indicated once again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal. But observers say Kim likely hopes to eventually use his boosted arsenal as leverage in diplomacy with Washington, possibly after the U.S. presidential election next November. Russia has fired almost 50 Shahed drones at targets in Ukraine and shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered to evacuate. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the barrages killed at least six people and knocked out power in most of the southern city of Kherson. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea as both sides' soldiers struggled to make much progress along the front line of the 22-month war. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Prosecutors seek to bar Trump from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial, AP Washington correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments in front of the jury, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear when the case reaches trial. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkey's defense minister says the military has hit more than 70 sites linked to Kurdish groups in Syria and northern Iraq in aerial strikes launched in retaliation for the deaths of 12 Turkish soldiers in Iraq. Yasser Guler said Wednesday at least 59 militants were killed in the strikes as well as in clashes. On Friday, militants affiliated with the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, attempted to infiltrate a Turkish base in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region, killing six soldiers. Six others were killed in clashes the following day. The PKK has led a decades-long insurgency in Turkey and is considered a terror organization by Turkey's Western allies. Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership as Turkey's parliamentary committee gives approval after a year of delays. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee voted in favor of allowing Sweden to join the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Turkey is a NATO member and has delayed Sweden's entry into NATO for being too lenient towards certain groups that the government regards as a threat to the nation's security. Sweden has since taken steps to meet Turkish demands, including lifting restrictions on defense industry sales and amending anti-terrorism laws. I'm Karen Shamas.
A study from Harvard says social media companies collectively made over $11 billion in U.S. advertising revenue from minors last year. The researchers say the findings show a need for government regulation of social media since the companies that stand to make money from children who use their platforms have failed to meaningfully self-regulate. They also note such regulations, as well greater transparency from tech companies, could help alleviate harms to youth mental health and curtail potentially harmful advertising practices that target children and adolescents. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.